Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Woman Betrayed by Barbara Delinsky. Read by Linda Emond.
The silence was deafening. Laura Fry sat in a corner of the leather sofa in the den, hugged her knees, and listened to it, minute after minute after minute. It was 5 in the morning, and her husband still wasn't home. He hadn't called, he hadn't sent a message. His toothbrush was in the bathroom along with his razor, his aftershave, and the Sterling Comb and brush set Laura had given him for their 20th anniversary the summer before. The contents of his closet were intact, right down to the small duffel he took with him to the sports club every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If he had slept somewhere else, he was totally ill-equipped, which wasn't like Jeffrey at all, Laura knew. He was a precise man, a creature of habit. He never traveled, not for so much as a single night, without fresh underwear, a clean shirt, and a bar of deodorant soap. More than that, he never went anywhere without telling Laura, and that was what frightened her the most. She had no idea where he was or what had happened. Last night they had been expected at an opening at the museum. Cherries had catered the affair. Though one of Laura's crews had handled the evening, she had followed the truck to the museum to oversee the setting up. Everything had been flawless. She had come home to change and get Jeff, but Jeff hadn't shown up. Hugging her knees tighter in an attempt to fill the emptiness inside her, she stared at the phone, willing it to ring now, willing Jeff to call and say he had had a late meeting with a client and had nearly fallen asleep at the wheel on the way home, so he'd pulled over to the side of the road to sleep off his fatigue. Of course, that wouldn't explain why the police hadn't spotted his car. Hampshire County wasn't so remote as to be without regular patrols, or so seasoned as to take a shiny new Porsche for granted, particularly if that Porsche belonged to one half of a prominent Northampton couple. The Fry name made the papers often. Jeff's with regard to the tax seminars he gave, Laura's with regard to Cherries. The local press was a tough one, and Duggan O'Neill of the Hampshire County Sun could cut people to shreds, but Laura fed enough luminaries to earn frequent mentions. Indeed, the police officer with whom Laura had talked earlier on the phone had known just who she was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?